We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchoy Simone Behema V'chaya Tohira, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Beis. V'ze Bechinas Sfira V'lag Boimer. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain, using the chapter in Likutei Moran Torah Yud Zayin that this halacha is based on, he's going to explain Sfira Soimer and Lag Boimer. Ki b'chol yemei ha-sfira onu tzrichin lotzeis mitumah letara kedei lizkois lekabolas ha-toyra b'shvuas. Throughout yemei sfira, we're trying to exit from the tumah of Mitzrayim and to purify ourselves to be ready to receive the Torah on Shvuas. Dahainu shonu tzrichin lotzeis mitumas vezuamas Mitzrayim shayinu sham begolus. We want to exit from the impurity of Mitzrayim where we were in exile. V'ikra golus suma shehatoiv shel nishmois Yisrael kovush begolus etzlom. And when we talk about being in exile, the most important aspect of it is that the goodness of the Jewish souls is trapped in exile. Shemishom ikra toikif merirus kol hagolius begashmius veruchnius. That's the real essence of exile, when we talk about a Jewish exile, Begashmius and Baruchnius, the fact that our souls are trapped in among the Sitra Achra, Umishom Nimshochim Kol Ha'averois V'Hataivois, and that's what ends up causing all of our sins and all of our evil desires. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuvov, Vayisorvu Bagoyim, Vayilmedu Maaseyim. We mixed with the other nations and we learned their deeds. Ubechol yemei asfira onu tzrichin letayir atzmeinu mitumosom v'zamosom shelo akum bechol doir v'doir. Therefore, throughout the yemei asfira, we're trying to purify ourselves from the impurities and the filth of all these other nations throughout each and every single generation. Ki kol hagolios mechunim b'shem golus Mitzrayim, kimo yishom ruba medrash, v'huva b'divra benazal. Because all the different exiles that Klal Yisrael has been through and is going through till today are all called Mitzrayim, as we find in Medrash Rabbah, in Bereshis, Kapitel Tezayim, Perek Dalet, and also Rabbein Azal brings this in Torah Dalet and Likutei Moran, that Mitzrayim is a nickname given to all the exiles, including the exile that we're in right now. Ve'ikar ha-taharo hu al yedei shemishtadlen lahashmia lahatoiv hakovush hanal esma losoi. And the main way that we accomplish this purification is by the goodness of Klal Yisrael, the goodness of these neshamos, being able to hear the call of the tzaddik, being able to hear and be made aware of and remember how good they really are, what a holy place they originate from. Dahainu sheyishma b'mokoyim shehu shom es hadibur shel atzadik, meaning that this goodness, these Jewish neshamas, wherever they are, should be able to hear the words of the tzadik, the diburei emunah of the tzadik, and how the tzadik reminds them who they are and where they come from. Al yedei ho avir hanach v'hazach shenas al yedei atztoka, through the calm, clear air that's brought about through the mitzvah of tzedakah, shehu bechinas sholoim v'ahava, which is the concept of peace and love. We said that tzedakah is a tremendous act of sholoim and ahava, bringing about goodwill, bringing about a peace between the wealthy and the poor. We're making a shidduch. The poor are supporting the wealthy. The wealthy are supporting the poor, and the poor are giving the wealthy Gan Eden for giving the tzedakah. V'ze bechinas oimer so'irim shematir achilas halechem shehu ikar ho'achila. With this we could understand the oimer, the korban oimer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th of Nisan, which was from barley, which is what permits the new crop, the new grains to be eaten, from which we make bread, which is the most important food. Ki soirim heim bechinas hadibur, because barley is associated with Dibur Shesharoshoi Chamisha Gvurois Menatzpach Kemuva Beksovim. The Arizal tells us that the origin of Dibur comes, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Ugvurascha Yedaberu, that Dibur comes from Gvurois. When we speak about Gvurois, the letters of the Aleph Beis that are referred to as Gvura are the five letters Menatzpach, Mem Nun Tzadik Pechof, which come in an additional form when they appear at the end of a word. They're called Oisiois Stumois, letters that close the word. Close is always a concept of Gvura, Midas Adin. Opening is a concept of Chesed, Poisea Ches Yodecha. Closed, sealed, is a concept of Midas HaGvura. So Dibur comes from Menatzpach. Hainu al yedei hanofas, and Menatzpach is associated with Se'ira, barley, because the Arizal says that the word Se'ira is bigematria two times Menatzpach with the letters, with the five letters. Hainu al yedei hanofas so'imer so'irim, through the act of lifting up this oimer of barley, shehu bechinas shoyresh hadibur, which is the foundation of dibur, speech, aydeze onu metaharim umezakchin hoavir. That's how we purify and clarify the air, sheyeh bebechinas avir hanach vazach, so that the air should be pure and still, so that the holy words of the tzaddik should be able to be heard far, far away, so that that goodness, that spiritual goodness that's trapped among the nations of the world, should hear this dibur, v'yizkor ma'alosoi, and be reminded of its specialness, where it comes from, v'taher atzmoi mizua masagolus, and it should purify itself from the filth of golus, of exile, v'yoshuv l'Hashem yisborach, and it should return to Hashem. V'ze b'chinas ha'tnufo shel ho'imer so'irim. This is the concept of this mitzvah that we do on the second day of Pesach, where we lift up, tnufa means to lift up, this oimer, this measure of barley. Ki ha'tnufo hibo avir, because the mitzvah of tnufa is in the air. Shemoylech u'mevi male u'moyrid. U'merachefim ho'imer b'toycho avir l'chol atzdodim. Hanofa so'imer means moving it out, in, up, down, in all the six directions. L'chol atzdodim, u'bekoyach ze mamshichim bechinas avir hanach vazach. And by doing this, we're purifying the air. We're making the air into an avir hanach vazach. Shaydei ze hoylech hadibur v'nishma l'meirochig. So that the dibur, the tzaddik, should be able to be heard far away. Sheze bi'atzmoy bechinas oimer soirim. This is the essence of this korban oimer soirim, shehu klolius hadibur, which is all about dibur, as we said before, u'gvuroscho yedaberu. Dibur comes from gvurois, and gvura is so'ira, barley. We said the Arizal says that the word so'ira is bigematria two times menatzpach, which is the union of gvurois, those letters that close a word. Ki kol ha'korbonoi shebebeis hamikdosh heim bechinas tzedoka. Because all the korbonos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash were a form of tzedakah. That's a form of charity, a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Ki kulam boem benidva slav. All the korbonos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash were brought out of the goodness and the generosity of the heart of the person bringing it. As the pasuk says, kol nediv lev yivieho eis trumas Hashem. Shehu b'chinas tzedakah, shehu ruach nediva. That's what tzedakah is. That's which is a spirit of goodness, a spirit of generosity, a desire to give. V'gam habeis hamikdash bi'atzmoi kulo nivne minedorim unedovoi shel Yisrael. And not just the korbonos, but the beis hamikdash itself, the building itself. What was it made from? From the generosity of Klal Yisrael, the nedivu slave of Klal Yisrael, as the pasuk says, v'alkein al yedei kol hakorbonei shebeis hamikdash nimshach bechinas avir hanach v'hazach shenimshach al yedei tzedakah. Therefore, all the karbonis that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash were generating, were cranking out that Avir Hanach Vazach that Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran is generated through tzedakah, because the karbonis are a form of tzedakah. And the Beis HaMikdash was built with tzedakah. Val Shem Zeh Nikra HaBeis HaMikdash Sukas Sholem. And it's for this reason that the Beis HaMikdash is called a tent of peace. V'chein Yerushalayim, al shem Yerushalayim, and that's what the city of Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh is. It's called Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is two words, Yerushalayim. Kishom b'chinas Sholem, because in the Beis HaMikdash, in the city of Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, that's the center of Sholem of the whole world. Shehu b'chinas Ahavo v'Reis. It's a place of Avon Reis. Shehu b'chinas Avir Hanach v'Azach. This is a place where you have the clearest air. The air is clear and pure, so the words of the tzaddikim, the Diburim of Kedusha, can go as far as they need to go. V'alkein Aviro Deretz Yisrael Machkim. And this is why the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Ches, that the Avir of Eretz Yisrael, the air of Eretz Yisrael, gives Chochma. Ki b'chol Eretz Yisrael nimshach kedushas Yerushalayim u'beis hamikdosh shoyim nimsham shubchinas sholoim shubchinas avir hakodosh avir hanach vazach, because the entire Eretz Yisrael benefits from the avir of the Beis Hamikdosh, from the avir of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, which is this avir hanach vazach. It's this avir of sholoim. V'alkein zeho avir hakodosh shel Eretz Yisrael shubchinas avir hanach vazach hu machkim. And it's for this reason that the Gemara says that the pure air of Eretz Yisrael gives chochma, ki bevadai hu machkim kol mi shenichnas bozeho avir hakodosh, because for sure anybody who's zoicha to enter into this holy air of Eretz Yisrael receives chachma. Why? Ki shom shoimim bevadai kol hadiburim agdoshim shel hatzadikim v'chachomim amitiim. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, that's the place where you can hear the best, you can listen best to the holy words of the tzaddikim and the chachomim. Shaidei devrehem bevadai nischakeim ho'odom b'chochmo amitis, whereby any Jew that zoche to hear their words certainly becomes very wise, very smart. He receives chochmas so'emes. What's the most important chochma? Lo shuv el Hashem yizborach. To be zoche to do tshuva, to be zoche to return to Hashem. V'lodas lahakir esmi shomar voy oylam. And to be zoche to realize and recognize the one who created the world. Sheze ikra chochma. That's the real chachma. The real chachma isn't 2 + 2. The real chachma isn't to design a phantom jet and S-485 missile. The real chachma is to realize Hashem, to recognize Hashem, to acknowledge Hashem. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Anovi, al yishalel chacham bechachmosoi, gibor begvurosoi, osher boshrosoi. Don't be a big shot, chacham with your chachma, gibor with your gvura, and osher with your ashirus. You know what you can be big about? Kiyem bezois yishalel hamishalel. The only thing that's really praiseworthy is haskel v'yodoya oisi. A person who's zeicha to know Hashem, to get to understand Hashem, to get to believe in Hashem, to be aware of Hashem 24/7, to be conscious that there's Hashem in the world. And every move I make, every breath I take, everywhere my eye looks, I'm doing it al pi Hashem. I'm doing what Hashem wants. That's chochma. That's sechel. So therefore, a person who's zeicha to live in Eretz Yisrael, especially live in Yerushalayim, he can tell this to Hashem. In your Torah, it says that Yerushalayim is Ir HaSholem. The Beis HaMikdash is called Sukkas Sholem. Yerushalayim is Ir HaSholem. If I'm zecher to live in Eretz Yisrael, if I live in Yerushalayim, if I come to Yerushalayim, let me be zecher to be part of that Sholem. Let me be zecher to Sholem Bayis. Let me be zecher to Sholem between my guf and my neshama. Because the Torah testifies that this is the place of Sholem. If you look at today's reality, it looks as if there isn't any more, there's nothing that there's more fighting going on in this world than about Yerushalayim and the Mokoy Mikdash. And this seems, in Yerushalayim, seems to be the center of not such peaceful circumstances. The answer is that's because we're in Golos. That's the Golos. But this is reality. The Torah is defining reality. This is what Yerushalayim possesses. It has the koyach of Sholem, the highest level Sholem that could be. And any Jew who believes in it and who's zecher to tap into it, to plug into it, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokai Mikdash, will be mashpia to that person, this Sholem, this Chochma, this Sechel Digdusha. V'al kein al yedei hanofa soimer soirim shu korban mincha im shar korban hakorbonish makrivinos. Therefore, by bringing this oimer soirim together with the other korbonis that were brought together with it, al yedei ze nimshach bechinas avir hazach vanach, this generates this avir anach vazach, va yedei ze mamshichin hadibur hakodosh, and through this we generate the dibur of kedusha shesharoshoi bebechinas oimer soirim, which is rooted in this oimer soirim in barley, mamshichin oisoi umeinifin oisoi betoicho avir anach vazach. We generate the dibur comes from soirim, and by doing the tnufa, waving it in all directions, we're pumping that dibur, we're moving that dibur into the air, into this avir hanach vazach, kedei sheyelech hadibur v'yanishma l'meirochoik. So that this dibur now will go into the atmosphere and will travel far, far, kedei lo'oyer es hatoiv, in order to wake up and inspire that toiv, sheyetahir atzmoi mizu amosoi, to clean up its act, to purify itself from its filth, v'yoshuv l'Hashem izborach, mizuch to return to Hashem. And this is why this Oimer Soirim is a korban that helps Klal Yisrael purify ourselves from the Golos. And this is why the Zohar HaKodesh says in Parshas Bolok, Shetnufa hu bechinas tnu peh. The Zohar HaKodesh says the word tnufa, which means the lifting up of the Oimer, is a combination of two words. Tnu peh, give mouth. Tnu pe daiko, kaide ha tnufo shel hoimer soirim, noisnenes ha pe, shewadibur akodosh, letoicho avranach vazach, because through this mitzvah of the lifting up of this oimer soirim, we generate dibur, we bring this dibur akodosh into a pure air, skideshia nishmal merochok, so that it can be heard far away, kide lo oireres hatoiv, in order to wake up those sparks of kedusha that are found in all of these distant places, shaydei ze ikar hataro mizua mas golus mitzrayim v'shar hagolias. This is how Klal Yisrael is zeicha, and all of these sparks of kedusha are zeicha to become purified from the filth of Mitzrayim and from the filth of all the other golias, including the golus that we're in today. Rav Nosson Zal just gave an incredible explanation of this mitzvah of Oimer Soirim, what it's all about, and how it corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran about the mitzvah of Tzedakah, and how Tzedakah generates this Avar Anach Vazach, where Dibur of Kedusha has the ability to travel, to be a guided missile, to go to those far, to reach far, far places where sparks of Kedusha have fallen, where they're found among the Goyim, or in Rishoyim, or all kinds of people, and the Dibur reaches them, and it reminds them of who they are. It wakes them up. It's a wake-up call. And then that spark of Kedusha, once it wakes up, says, where am I? What am I doing in this place? I'm getting out of here. And that spark of Kedusha starts doing what it needs to do to be Chozer B'tshuva. Paragraph Gimel, V'alkein, B'yoim hanofa soimer hoya gedulas Mordechai umapolas homon. And this is why on that day, the 16th of Nisan, when we bring the Oimer, the Gemara tells us that's the day that Homon had a mapola and Mordechai at Tzadik was elevated. U'kamayshom razal, as the Gemara says, V'ikra mapolos soy hoyo al yedei ho'oimer. And it's this Korban Oimer that brought about the mapola of Homon. Ki Omar, because Homon himself said, Osi Oimer didchu v'nitzach oisoy v'zbonov. The Gemara says, Hashem said, your Oimer will come and will defeat Homon and his sons. K'moshom Rabbi Senzal, as the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Tezayin, Ki Mordechai hu bechinas hadibur hakodoy shel emuna. Because Mordechai at Tzadik is one of the greatest examples of a Tzadik who was generating these diburim of emuna. כמו שכוסו שום רבנו זל על פוסוק, וימוצא כוסו אשר היגד מרדכי. As רבנו זל brings in Torah Yud Zayin, in explaining this פוסוק in Megillas Esther, וימוצא כוסו, the goyim found written in their books, אשר היגד מרדכי. What Mordechai had said. Remember, Achashverosh found in his chronicles that Mordechai HaTzadik was the one who had saved his neck when Bigson Vaseresh wanted to poison him. So again, we found in the Goyisha books the greatness of the Tzadik Mordechai, the Dibur of Mordechai HaTzadik. Sheze nase al yedei ho avir hanach vazach. This comes about the fact that the Dibur of Kedusha finds its way into their books can only be when there's this avir hanach vazach. V'alkein kol hamaisa hazois, mashenim tzokosu asher higid Mordechai, v'chol gedulas Mordechai, hakol hoya b'yoyim hanof ha-soymer. This is why that story, the fact that that night, when Achashverosh couldn't sleep, and he found in his chronicles, the fact that Mordechai HaTzadik had spoken, that all took place on this day of Hanof HaSoimer. Ki Hanof HaSoimer hu b'china zu mamish. Because that's what the mitzvah of Hanof HaSoimer is all about. B'chinas ma shemamshichim hadibur lemerchakim. That's the mitzvah that helps the dibur of Kedusha be able to travel to distant places. Shezeu b'chinas vayimotzei kosuv asher higid Mordechai. This is what the posuk is being marames to when it says they found written in their books the words of Mordechai. Shekol zeh nase b'yoyim zeh daiko. When did this happen? On the day of Hakrov HaSoimer. Shalanof HaSoimer. Ki heim b'chino achas. Because these are one and the same. The mitzvah of Hanof HaSoimer corresponds exactly, accomplishes the same thing as the concept of the tzaddik giving out these diburim of emuna and the mitzvah of tzedakah generating the avir hanach vazach so that it should reach where it needs to reach. It should go to the far places, into the sforim of the goyim. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashom razal. This is what the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel al posuk va'aseres alofim kikar kesef shemapeles homon hoy al yedei hashkolim shenoitzin Yisrael. The Gemara says over there, Homon tried to put up 10,000 silver pieces to destroy Klal Yisrael, but the Gemara says, Hashem said, sorry, the Yidden beat you to the punch. As the Gemara says, Russia, kvar kidmu shikleim l'shkolecho. The shkolim that Klal Yisrael give on Rosh Chodesh Adar have already defeated you, your shkolim. Ki hashkolim heim nedivu slay, because what are these shkolim? What is this machtes hashekel? It's tztoka. It's the nedivu slave of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas tztoka. V'zeh sheromaz hatano b'leshoyne hakodosh. And this is what the Tana is merames in the words of the Mishnah. Bi'echod bi'ador mashmiyim al hashkolim. He says, on Rosh Chodesh Ador, we make an announcement. Look at that word in the Mishnah. Mashmiyim al hashkolim. We hear about the shkolim. Rav Nosnal says, Mashmiim daiko. Look at the word that Mishnah uses, Mashmiim. Ki al yidei hashkolim shem b'chinas tztoko, al yidei zeh mashmiim lemerchakim es diburi emunah gdoisha, shem b'chinas diburi Mordechai. Because through this mitzvah of shkolim, what this mitzvah of shkolim makes it is that people should hear. That where should they hear? Far away, in distant places. B'chinas v'diburim of Mordechai, b'chinas v'yimotzei kosuv asher higid Mordechai anal. Shalideze Iker Mapolas Homon Amolek. And that's what defeats Homon Amolek. When the Diburim of the Tzaddik reach where they're supposed to reach, Shehu Zuama Sanochosh, Homon Amolek represents the filth of the snake, Shenechas Batoivanal, which has latched onto the toy of those sparks of Kedusha. Kyalide Hashkolim Bechinas Tztoka. Through these machtzis hashekels, this tzedakah, shayidei zeh nase avir hanach vazach, which Rabbeinu Zal tells us, the mitzvah tzedakah is what generates this clarity in the air. It removes all turbulence, all static from the air, and the air is perfectly clear. Ad shemashmiim lahatoy v'smalosoy, so that the words of the tzaddik reach those places where the toiv, the sparks of Kedusha, have fallen into the hands of the Sitra Achra, and it reminds them, it makes them realize how important they are, how special they are. Shaydeze yoytse mehem, v'shov b'tshuva. That's what get these sparks to pick up and leave the sitra achra and be chozer b'tshuva. Ayidei zeh noifel v'nizbatel zu amas homan amolek. And that's, once those sparks of kedusha leave, what happens to the tumah? It dries up. It dies. It goes away. V'zu amas homan amolek has a mapolo u'mavir enoisam min ha'olam. And we remove them from the world. Just like it says in the Megillah, V'rabim me'ame ho'oretz misyahadim ki nofal pachad Mordechai aleim, that many of the goyim at the time converted because of the pachad of Mordechai. When those sparks of Kedusha, when those geirim came and joined Klal Yisrael, and when the Yidden were chayzer b'tshuva, automatically Homon Amolek has a mapola, the Ra has a mapola. Because when the sparks of Kedusha that were trapped in the Sitra Achra, when they're rescued from there, when they're removed from there, the Sitra Achra loses its battery. It doesn't have any chiyus. It dies.